Welcome to the Fate Nation podcast, where your hosts Manny, Heavy and Fox discuss the world of gaming, new features and releases, unpopular opinions and everything in between.
Now,
let's get into today's episode.
3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the Fate Nation podcast. We're back again for our monthly gathering. I'm here with my co-host Heavy and Fox, and of course I'm Manny.
I'm on the casting couch.
Yep, we're getting ready to interview.
It's a different kind of video today.
Yeah, interview Heavy.
See,
yes.
If you don't know who that is, that's Millennia from Elden Ring. She's it up on this.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah. You're a little under the weather, so we thought, hey, why not lay down and take a nap while you're
take it nice and easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Get my little
I love
squishmallow
it.
Pillow and just vibe.
Adorable.
This is the podcast.
I know.
The idea that you have a squishmallow pillow that isn't a penis is really upsetting to me.
Oh no, that'll be added in later. We're gonna do a whole other thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I can add things in post.
I just can't imagine you without one. Like that just has to be part of your life, surely.
Well, I was born male. Yes, that all of these things track. I do has penis.
Yep.
Thank you for caring about that for whatever reason. I don't understand why.
It's the squishmallow. God. Don't worry about it.
I know. It's awesome.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Okay, don't have to get so protective of him.
Look at him.
He's adorable. Very nice.
Oh, by the way, we are re-releasing some of our pods onto YouTube, by the way, because, you know, we had to scratch out some swearing. We had a little bit of swearing in some of those pods. So episode 52 and I think 53 or something will be out soon again. But this is 55, and we're back. Shout out to Fate. FateGaming.com for, of course, sponsoring us and doing all that fun stuff.
Freaking censoring me.
Whoever
they
are.
Yeah, freaking bull spit, right?
Such butt.
It's butt. Super
it's butt.
This is really difficult
you guys,
to not swear.
I know. Especially
just
for you.
Just say butt a lot. I promise. You'll get used to it if you just keep saying butt and
it'll
butt
work.
Stuff.
But because we did clean up our pods, like, we've got so many more views. Even our pod, like, one of our pods has got 10,000 views now, which is kind of cool on YouTube. I'm loving that, actually.
Pretty
so, I know, it's crazy amount of views. So, and all the shorts and everything are getting hit a lot, too. So that's good. Thank you to Scythe and, of course, everything helping to clean up our old episodes. I'm going to take care of the new ones. But anyway, what's going on this week, you guys? We had the awesome, what is it? Little sun action came out
the
us.
The little sun
with the
action.
Moon. Sun action.
Well, I mean,
the moon.
Technically, he's not wrong.
He's not, but wow.
It is.
It's like
it is sun action. Everybody, all the kids blazed their eyes this week. You know what I mean? Looking up at the stupid thing.
Yeah,
we weren't in totality for the eclipse. We weren't. I'm down in Tampa, Florida, so we didn't have totality. But it was kind of cool for a half, a couple, like a half minute or something for us.
I didn't look.
No.
I honestly,
I was working. I was working. I couldn't look.
Also fair. I just didn't want to. If I'm not in the path of totality, I don't care. Also,
right.
I'm not trying to get political or anything, but did you see a bunch of news articles about totality being treated as like there are going to be more drug running and smuggling and all this
what?
Crap during the path of totality? It's like,
yes.
They wouldn't just for the cover of darkness.
No, there were a few southern states that called a state of emergency. Did you see that?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Is America okay?
It was unbelievable.
Are you guys
no,
all right?
No.
Oh my God.
It's first world problems. Jesus. It's first world problems.
It is.
Holy shit.
You know what
shit.
I mean? Like, there's nothing else going on. What are we going to do? We got to call a state of emergency because some kids might burn their eyeballs out. Which they don't anyway.
They don't.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it was a big deal for everybody here. Which is fine. And there's a ton of people. I noticed taking my daughter to school on Monday. There's no traffic because everybody took Monday off to go travel three, 4 hours to see the eclipse better. And I'm like, well, thanks. That traffic was awesome, but I can't imagine.
Where was the best spot for you guys to see it? Like,
it went
all
the way through the country, from the, southwest all the way to the northeast.
Okay, so you had like...
Was the path. Yeah, there was a huge path. But I read a lot about like Airbnbs charging 20, 30 times their normal amount because people were renting for the weekend. So it was like $4,000-$6,000 to rent like a little house or an apartment. It was crazy.
Look, I mean, the eclipse is cool, but it's not that cool.
Yeah. Right.
If I happen to be in it, I'll get the glasses and look up. That seems cool.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. But we had great
photos posted in our Discord general at Fate Gaming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people had great photographs and shots with their 8K cameras and stuff.
Absolutely.
And that worked for me. And then there was how many NASA streams and all this other stuff that was going on all day that you could see as well. I know it's not the same as looking up at the sky, but I mean, for me, I got a better view of it on a NASA stream than I was going to get down here in Tampa anyway.
I mean, Absolutely. It's definitely better than the view that I got.
Oh, yeah. What was was it cloudy? It was probably cloudy or didn't have anything, right? I don't even
nothing
know.
Nothing happened.
Right, yeah, there you go.
Quite literally nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
We just all went about our day.
But saying,
now, I have one.
5 to 7 hours ahead, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I have one coming over us. It's in 2045. Is the next one right over, like the south or whatever. I don't know if I'll be alive by then, but
good luck.
We'll see. Good luck is right because all of my boys, men, all die early. So
okay.
We'll. I've got that to look forward to. In fact, my uncle just passed away this weekend. He died in his sleep, and yeah, I won't even get into that, but. Because I wasn't that close with him anyway.
Right. I was about to say the way you're talking about it.
Yeah. But they're always young.
Yeah, that sounds
like I'm just saying. Like, yes.
Okay. When we say young, we talking like late 60s or mid 70s?
Oh, it's usually like early to mid 70s when I say young.
Okay. That's not, so, I mean, that's not awful.
It's like average. It's really average, right? Yeah. American average is what, 76 now or 77?
Something like that.
I think. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I'm sure in Europe it's way younger, right?
Depends which part of Europe you're in, right? Like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
we
for sure.
We kind of have like a really, like, there's several countries
careful
here.
Opening that
over
door,
here,
Fox.
You know? we've got several countries over here, so it kind of depends where you go.
You've got several countries.
Yeah. Fox.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it. Well, according to what's going on with the planet right now, who knows if there's going to be that many countries in the next week or so. Yeah.
Let's get political.
No, we're not getting political.
I could see us veering off that way, and I was like.
I will go back to my squishmallow. Yes. I will go back, Fox.
No. In fact, I want to move this pod along a little bit this time. So we've been getting into the 50, 60, over 60-minute episodes a lot, but I think we should go right into Heavy's Hangout and talk games and movies, shows, whatever we want to talk about right now. Because I got a couple. I've got like one game or whatever to talk about. Too,
I've got one thing. So.
Okay. Cool. Is that going to be in your Fook house or is that part of Heavy's
It'll
too?
It'll be in the Fook house. Unless Heavy decides that he's doing the same thing. So.
Oh. Probably not. Oh, okay. Well, let's see what's going on, Heavy. What's happening?
And now it's time for all the latest news. It's Heavy's Hangout.
A lot of my thing right now has just been backlog. I finally had some free time to just play things.
How long is that list? Like
you got it as soon as you went off screen.
okay, got it.
It's exceptionally long, but two things that I wanted to play was Immortals of Avium, that magic shooter thing that was made by former Call of Duty developers.
Oh,
it's fine. It's not great. It's fine. It's one of those games where you're very happy you put it on your backlog.
Got it.
Resounding praise.
Yeah, I would not. Like, it's free on PlayStation if you have PlayStation Plus. Mm-hmm. I would recommend that. Honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. If it's on Game Pass, anything like that, I would highly recommend it. If you're paying 40 odd bucks or more, please don't. It's not worth your time.
Mm-hmm. right.
Like you'll get a couple of laughs, but the story will be like, and then the immortals rose from the avium from the condensing when the krakening happened, and you're like, what are all of those words? What are any of those words? And like an hour later, they'll tell you one of those words, and you're like, I need more words. I need.
You gotta dig into. You gotta look up lore before you can even get to parts of the
right. Like it's like the difference between Baldur's Gate 3. You go and meet a demon woman named Karlach, You understand okay. she is a demon woman. Mm-hmm. She also has some nuance to her where she has something called an infernal engine inside of her. That you learn about over time, mm-hmm. but on the base, you understand she hits things hard and is a demon. Mm-hmm. You're good from okay. there. Everything else, you can figure it out as you go. There's no, and then I was part of the sundering. And it's like, what's the sundering?
It kind of sounds a little bit like, I think one of the only things that I can think of that does that kind of thing where it's like really esoteric lore where you have to go hunting for shit like well is like Soulsborne games. Like you have to go hunting for that stuff. But yeah. it's once you go looking for it and you start learning more, you want to know more. But it sounds like you sort of like stumbled into a game that was kind of like somebody sat down and like went through a marathon of like H.P. Lovecraft and then was like, let's write something about this.
You're right.
You're kind of nailing it, actually. So we shall
see. I was just gonna say there probably is no Google lore. They're just grabbing and crafting word puzzles.
They threw it into ChatGPT and saw what happened.
Yeah, no, they were right. playing Wordle, grabbed every yes. word of the day and just threw it into ChatGPT.
By the way,
around the sundering.
I still want to do this AI idea of us talking back and forth through ChatGPT, like having
this idea.
I think it's going to be hilarious, and Scythe really is into it too. So, not that we can't talk, but like we'll ask each other questions and talk back and forth through ChatGPT. I think it'd be hilarious one time.
I love it.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. It's going to be super stupid. Plus, we got to do our watch party too. We'll talk about that after. But.
That's true.
That's coming up.
And then last thing I wanted to talk about, finally started playing Helldivers 2. Extremely fun.
Oh,
everybody already knows that. It's great.
Yes.
It's nonsense. However, the only problem I have with it is if you're not playing it with other people, you're just not having as much fun.
Yeah. Can agree.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's because like there's a difference in a lot of these massively multiplayer games that aren't just MMOs, your Destiny 2s and things like that, where most of the time I can go in and play alone and have fun. I can do something that I will have fun with. Helldivers, I'm not having anywhere near as much fun.
Yeah,
right.
It's not as fun. You can kind of like solo queue and get people. Mm. To join in with you, but it's a lot less fun than just kind of like bringing your buddies.
Agreed.
Is it does that mean too, like the missions are just a little bit more difficult without a group?
Ooh,
or
much more difficult without a group. Mm-hmm. And they can be even more difficult without a group versus 10 times more difficult because you are working with people that aren't talking to you.
Yeah.
So, oh god,
so they throw in
friendly fire is a thing.
Yeah, they throw in essentially a beacon that is a 500 kilogram bomb, and you didn't notice it in time, so you're gone forever.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're just waiting
to see.
There's
ways to come back.
Yeah. Now you're just waiting around to see like whether your team is like, oh, somebody died. We need to bring them back.
No. Yeah, but super annoying though. That's not cool.
Still not
to have that.
Yeah. But.
But all right.
It is good,
that's it for me. It's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it if you have some friends to play with or just find a group to play with. At the very least, if you have a person to talk to, a real human to talk to, you'll probably have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
there's been a lot of people playing the game in Fate, right?
I mean, there's always like somebody like down in the bottom chats that is playing something like that.
No, that's cool. Well, Fox, what about the Fook House?
In the Fook House,
what's going on?
We have Fallout.
Make sure to censor that.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't need to. It's the,
no!
The PH. So it's fine.
That's right.
It's kosher.
In your intro, I did censor it. Because in your intro, your voiceover actually says the word. So that's censored. No big deal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No big deal.
We'll have to re-record that.
No, I got it all done. Okay. It's all set.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Fox's House on the Fate Nation podcast.
Okay, well, my thing is Fallout, the TV show. Which I've been enjoying that a lot. I haven't got too far in it, so I can't sort of like give a really, like, yes, you need to watch it, because I don't know how the story will go, but I spent a lot of hours on Fallout 4, which is the one that it's based on.
Right.
Okay. So I'm enjoying like seeing them bring that world to life and seeing what happens. And a lot of the
characters... It looks good. I mean, I just wondered about how, because that was something I was going to talk about. It's like, is the show any good? I haven't started watching it yet. It's on my watch list. So
yeah, like I say, I'm kind of at the beginning, but so far I'm really enjoying it. I was a little bit confused when they brought on like the guy with like who's like a kind of zombie dude. Or like a ghoul is what they're called in Fallout, and he wasn't called Hancock, and I was very confused by that. I was like, wait a minute, what are we doing with this guy's story? What's happening? But yeah, like, and also having somebody from the Brotherhood of Steel, because I didn't do a lot of their missions because they kind of felt like way too paladin-y. When I was like, when I was doing like the game. So now I'm kind of like interested to see how, I'm like learning kind of things about the world that I didn't even know when I played the game, because the game is it's pretty big. And they've like the actors are really good in it. And yeah, I'd like most people that I've ever spoken to about the Fallout games, they've either been really, really into Fallout 4 or really into New Vegas. Like, it seems like there's no kind of, like, in between. So I think you probably...
Vegas was my favorite.
I think that's one that people who, like, because I started gaming later, so I kind of missed Vegas a little bit. So, yeah. It's good. People should watch it. That's...
I mean, hopefully... I was just worried about the adaptation being similar to Halo, which I hated. So now I know the new Halo season's better. Apparently, I haven't watched it because I couldn't get through season one. But
I think Heavy's just upset.
So So I was hoping that, the adaptation of that game to show would be better.
It's worth like at least like an episode or two to see whether that's your kind of thing.
Yep.
Is it a good entry point for those who don't know about the Fallout series?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I'm trying to recommend to people is, like, what is a good way to enter these series? Since we're getting so many now, like, Last of Us was a great entry point.
That was awesome.
That world. Like, if you've never played the game, totally fine. Please go watch the series.
Yeah, it because you're following the Vault Dweller, and they do, like, give you quite a lot of the stuff of being in the vault and going into the vault. You get, like... a pretty good grounding in like what is happening.
Okay.
That's a good point too, Heavy. You said Last of Us, like that adaptation to me, that was just another level show. Like that was that show's so good. Like you don't even need to know about the game.
No.
It was just so well written.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it because it's not on it's not on the stuff here. Like it's on a subscription service that I don't have, and that is very expensive.
Gotcha.
So,
got it.
Well, a lot of your shows are on subscription service for us too. Yeah. Like I can go in there and it's like, oh, you can order Brit Nation or whatever, but you can't watch it for free or whatever.
Yeah, I think
on
the
Netflix.
Thing is that it is it's like it's Sky, so it's like a whole package deal rather than just like your Netflix kind of like whatever a month. So, because you get so many channels with it, but yeah, it's expensive here.
That's cool. Now, Fallout was one of the ones that's on my watch list, but I'm still buried in Shogun. So, like, the show now is almost over, and I've freaking loved it since the first episode. It's just been a great show, very well done. So that's the one I've been kind of consumed.
Have you seen it, Heavy? Because I know that's like a period of history that you're really interested in.
Absolutely, but I have not seen it yet. We started doing a Marvel rewatch party.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
It's been a
97.
Yeah, we're going to skip quite a few. So we're watching everything properly in chronological order up until Endgame. And then we are only watching Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because nothing, I don't care about anything else.
I love it. I love 3.
Yeah, 3 is amazing, but everything else has been kind of rough or just something fell apart because of it. One specific one that sucks that it fell apart because of it is Black Panther. Like, it was, that was supposed to be a huge setup moment. Chadwick Boseman being kind of the new de facto leader of the group and guiding the new Avengers through the world, right?
Yeah.
And I know they got rinsed on that and had to readjust heavily. It's just now they don't anyone who's like, who would lead them? Ant-Man? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm fine. Like,
and I'm not waiting for her sister to run it. I mean, or his sister.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, I love need, Shuri.
No.
No, I do,
like,
too.
Like, 90-pound beast, not going to work for me.
Right, but, like, I need a whole other movie of her developing as a leader, because that's what worked
with
Chadwick Boseman. There was that whole movie of him developing as a leader.
Yeah, like, you need more development with her. Like, but Shuri has been the Black Panther in the comics, like, several times, and been really cool. But, yeah, we didn't get, like, a movie where she kind of was able to grow into that, which is unfortunate. Also unfortunate that, like, the we didn't get like, I wanted more Namor for no reason.
Are you sure it wasn't his washboard 8-pack?
Yeah, exactly.
No, my interest
and
is only
massive dongle.
No, it's my interest is purely aesthetic and
Oh. Academic, mostly academic. How do you breathe underwater? How you swim like that? How your dongle fit down there?
Yeah, it's
exactly.
All science.
Well, I have been watching the X-Men 97 too, which was really good.
Yeah,
it's been fun. It's been fun, kind of, because that was totally out of my childhood. But those cartoons
were amazing.
Yeah,
like they were.
I know, it was so much
fun. They
were
one of the few ones that we got over here that were kind of like,
oh really?
Yeah,
okay.
We did get like the Spider-Man cartoons and stuff, but it wasn't as prolific here. But what was the 97 cartoons
The Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, don't forget.
Yeah.
Not the Ninja Turtles, the Hero,
not Ninja.
Uh-huh.
Right,
heroes in a half shell.
Uh-huh.
So good though. Back in the day. I'll talk just for a moment too about a game I've been playing.
Yeah.
Sea of Stars, which is like the indie game of the year from last year or this past year.
I had a lot about
it. Went on sale a week ago. It went on sale for like half off. So I'm like, I'm a cheapskate when it comes to Steam games. So I grab it. It's like Trials of Mana-esque, Square Enix, Super Nintendo kind of look and feel, but super well made. Mechanics, fighting, you know, it's turn-based RPG stuff.
Am I thinking
so much
the
fun.
Right one in that it's like a pixel art kind of art direction? Or am I thinking
yes, and
right.
then and then no, you're right. And then the chapter stuff is all one piece look.
Okay.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like totally different. It takes you from the 8-bit world into like a really well made cartoon transitions.
Cool. Oh, it's very pretty.
That are really cool. Like they're anime-esque, but like not so Japanese-looking. I would say.
Kind of like a fusion.
Yeah, definitely a fusion, but way better art direction for an indie company in those chapter transitions and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, indie
really
companies
cool.
can be really on it in terms of art direction.
I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised a little bit because I know what it takes to put that kind of thing together as far as an art direction and a team of people. And they have a very small team. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, just look at Dredge.
Anyway.
Like, Dredge had an amazing
art direction. That's
true. You know, they were a pretty small development.
Great game,
there
too.
Might be a DLC on the horizon, maybe.
Because
there was like a trailer that came out that was kind of it was talking about like this is what we did and these were the updates that we did, and then there was like a shot of the boat and then like this oil rig, so I'm wondering if they're gonna add more DLC
I thought they had a DLC
recently, a free one.
Yeah,
well, they've had like a bunch of updates which have been free, and then they had one paid DLC which was like more based in a kind of Arctic sort of area, which I would say if you get that, like, you should probably play it. It's not like a sequential thing. Like, you could play that and go off into the Arctic area and not be kind of like ruining anything story-wise. In fact, I think it's probably better to buy it and play it all in one rather than how I did, which was play it after I'd played the main campaign.
Nice. I mean, I love that game anyway.
It's
but
so good.
If there's more content coming out, I'm all over that. Which will be cool. And then I saw a little bit of news too about which one of the games I was totally obsessed with, like probably one of the most hours I've put in any game in the past 10 years was Slay the Spire. Yeah. So Slay the Spire 2 is coming out and all that news. And then the artwork and all the artwork was released this past week. Like, not all of it, but I mean, you know, a lot of shots so you can see what's happening. But it's not going to come out. Now they released like a release year, which isn't even this year, it's gonna be next year. So that kind of was disappointing.
It's such a good like sit on the sofa and like watch something while you're playing it game.
I love that game. So turn-based, card-based,
it's really good.
Rogue, you know, it's so much fun back when it came out. But anyway, so that's kind of the games, movies. What about events coming up? I know there's one cool one coming up on Friday with For Fate Gaming.
Yep.
Shout out to Fate Gaming. We've got a Golf It event right on Friday. Sure, so that means Heavy's all in on that, right?
Yeah, it'll be the last bit of free time I get in a bit. I was recently,
really?
Yeah, I was recently offered a position that on tomorrow I'll get the offer letter on.
Yay.
To see if everything works
out. Supreme Overlord of some kind, or?
I skipped 4 years of my life. I will be the director of operations for a company.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah,
good.
It's a significant jump up.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Now you and me can speak on a peer level, and we can whine about daily grinds that we're doing real life besides video gaming.
Oh my god, so much.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of things that you're yelling about.
Oh, so many.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the job, but a lot of it's going to be apparently like this business fell apart and it's getting hard rebuilt, and it's definitely doing fine on the come up.
Ops
person needs to wrangle all the other leaders in their roles and make them do their cursing job.
Well, you're the monster project.
Yeah, do the heckin' frick.
You're the project manager overlord, I call it. Mm. So it'll be awesome. That sounds exciting and fun, and congrats.
Yeah, if it all works out, I'll let everyone know what I'm actually kind of doing. But
sure.
I mean, they also have to offer a number I like, you know? I don't go to work for free.
Of course. No.
Just on the couch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. That'll be super cool.
We'll see.
So, but you got to have at least one Sunday a month for us to record the pod still, because we can't get rid of you, man.
No, of course.
We can't replace you.
It's just like before where my free time was gone. Now it's back. It's gone again. For another 2 years.
And let me think. What else? Fate Gaming is... Oh, we just had a COD event this past week. There's a couple events that happened this past weekend. So I guess the COD event went really good yesterday.
Yes.
It was a Saturday for us. And there was a lot of people. Were you in that one, Heavy, or just...
No.
You weren't in that one?
No,
just a lot of
there was
so there was a lot of... Yeah, ton of people that showed up for it, which was very cool. So if anybody's out there and interested, you want an 18-plus community... Mm-hmm. Without the kiddo craziness, join fategaming.com now. The Discord is, the link is right at the website. It's easy to get in there. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, iTunes. We're everywhere as far as the Fate Nation podcast.
We're almost too many places.
We're there.
Ton of stuff. Ton of places to get a hold of us. You know what I mean? And I think the next podcast we're going to have, I believe we're going to have a guest from Robo Squad, or we're going to be doing our watch party, and we'll figure out what that movie/show is going to be yet, because it can't be, we can't do a 2.5 hour movie, obviously, but we'll figure something out and have a good old time, and should be good. But thanks everybody for watching to the end. We try to make this one just a little bit shorter so it's more digestible for our audience. Shout out to fategaming.com, and thanks everybody for watching.
Thank you.
Nice. You still gotta have that.
This was the Fate Nation podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and check us out on all socials at Fate Gaming. Why not check out our growing community of over 4,000 gamers at www.fategaming.com. Remember, over 18s only. See you next time.
Do you even play this game, bro?
God, how did you even miss that guy?
You suck, noob.
Are you tired of being teamed up with a bunch of toxic randos who are too busy talking smack to have fun? Then join us at FateGaming.com, where you can be part of a friendly and respectful 18-plus community where our members are focused on having fun and building friendships. Visit us now at www.fategaming.com.